Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Joe Davis. It's the day before Veterans Day, folks. We're getting a jump on it this week. I wanted you to know in advance about Veterans Day coming up. So when you wake up tomorrow, when you see someone that you know has served, when you see somebody in uniform especially, thank them for their service. It's not corny. It's not, you should be proud of that. You should be glad you have an opportunity to shake someone's hand and thank them for their service because they shoot a post for you. Joe Davis, welcome back. Joe's is in charge of the communications over at VFW, Veterans of Foreign War, Director of Public Affairs there. And has been now for a long time, bfw.org. You've heard about them for years. Joe, what's going to be happening on Veterans Day? What are you guys up to?
It's just a great day to thank a vet, thank those who serve, thank a vet, thank their families as well, because they sacrifice just as much as those
A veteran's family is like a small business family.
Unbelievable.
There's no such thing as a All small businesses are family businesses, and all veterans' families are all families of people who serve are veteran families.
Absolutely. And so basically on Veterans Day, we got the VFW National Commander Brian Duffy. Him and his wife will be having breakfast with the President in the White House. From there, at 9 o'clock, there's also there'll be a ceremony over at the National World War II Memorial. We'll be attending the national ceremony over at the Arlington National Cemetery with the President and a cast of thousands of our closest friends and comrades. And that's at 11 o'clock. That ends at noon. We'll lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. At 1 o'clock, we'll be down at the Vietnam War Memorial at the Wall and attending another ceremony there. It's just a full day.
But there's a special person you're going to meet tomorrow.
That's right. Oh, that's today, actually. We are meeting a 108-year-old World War II veteran who's coming down here with his son and his daughter. He was here. I talked to the daughter yesterday, and he was here when the World War II Memorial opened in 2004. And he's coming back again. And,
100 and how old? 102?
108.
108? Where's he from?
Yeah. Philadelphia area.
You know his name?
Moore, Mr. Moore.
Mr. Moore, how about that? What did he do in the war?
He was Army.
Army.
Mr. Bill Moore.
Do we know what he did? What his MOS was?
I'll tell you what, I will find out when I meet him.
I was curious, yeah.
He has a story, but you know, everybody who serves today and every veteran, every family member, they have a story. It's good for them to tell their stories just so other people can understand what service and sacrifice means.
And if your family member has been to war, has served like that, if they haven't told you the story, get them to tell you the story. My dad didn't tell a lot, but he was with Patton in North Africa, Sicily, and Italy. And I still remember some of the stories he told. So get him to tell the stories, folks. You might have to coax it out of him a little bit.
Yeah,
okay, so I want to change the subject just a little bit. I'm a little upset about something, Joe, and I want to see what you think about this. We're naming ships after civil rights advocates instead of military heroes. What's going on with that? I object to that, Joe. I don't want to get controversial, but it makes me mad. What do you think?
It's not something we're going to go down. Basically, because they name ships after lots of different things. They name aircraft after.
But there are plenty of heroes, and you know,
I 100% agree with you.
There are plenty of heroes that have not had a ship named for them. We don't have to name a ship after Che Guevara, whatever the guy's name was, or Harvey Milk. Mm-hmm. Nothing against those guys. I'm not saying that they aren't, what they did wasn't important, but it's out of context, in my opinion.
I'm not going to disagree. I'm not going to disagree with you.
I don't want to get you in trouble, but
I know, that's okay. The VFW,
but I just felt like this is the venue. This is the venue for me to say something like this.
Right. Absolutely. And it's
on Veterans Day.
Your own program.
Well, let me tell you a little bit
about the VFW. We cannot be all things to all people. So, you know, we have to choose, pick and choose our own battles. And, you know, we are here for veteran service members and their families and to advocate for a strong
I heard a military person say this. If you need a name to name a ship after somebody, let's just walk through Arlington National Cemetery.
There you go.
Pick, and he said, and I think he basically said, just pick one. And it'll be better than that. Than what you did.
I am not going to disagree.
Yeah, I mean that's to me that was disrespectful to our veterans, disrespectful to our those who pay the ultimate price, and a ship should not be an ideological signpost or banner. That's not what it should be.
And you know what's interesting? I was in Hawaii. I was stationed in Hawaii at.
You were Air Force, right?
I was Air Force, and they named a new aircraft, a C-17, after the Spirit of Aloha. And well, some of the locals there, they took exception to that.
I'll be there.
And the Spirit of Aloha means peace. Well, if you look, you know, you only have to go back 200 years that Hawaii was united by the conquering of from one island to another island
right.
to another island. So you had this. I mean, a big talk about mojo. It is a warrior spirit there.
Hey, Joe, I need your website quickly, please.
VFW.org.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the good work you guys do. Keep it up and have a good day tomorrow.
All right, you take care and happy Veterans Day to you, Jim.
You too, Joe. Joe Davis, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.